KUCQ, the Blue Ridge 2. This is the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Your net control tonight is KQ4WHN. My name is Mark, and my location is Greer. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesar's Head, all south of the North Highway 276. Is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. The repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic for the net? Please call KQ4WHN or Net Control. Announcements or bulletins for the net? Please call KQ4WHN or Net Control. Heard. We'll now begin the roll call. Starting with our pre-net check-ins, that's accomplished at the BRARSCC website. You can check in there just clicking on the repeaters tab at the top and selecting the pre-net check-in from the website. Get all those ingested, and then we'll start calling them out one by one. Net Control would like to recognize KC4PLT, Richard, from Flowery Branch, Georgia. KF4CKT. John from Honeypath. KC4WGG. And that is Patrick from Rome, Georgia. Alpha Alpha 4 Golf Hotel. That's Gus in Punta Gorda, Florida. KO4ZEW. That's Ben from Simpsonville. KE4DXJ, that's Wendy from Hendersonville. NC9V, Leon, one of our net controllers. He's calling in from, or he's pre-net checked in from Hendersonville, North Carolina. Also calling in recognizing W2AND, that's Andrew in Simpsonville. K4M, KG4PFI, that's Don in Piedmont. KG4QLQ, Linda in Piedmont. J4LZI, Andy in Table Rock. N4DJC, that's Jerry in Anderson. KO4, that's Greg in Greer. K4GAT, that's Mike in Simpsonville. KN4, RJN, that's John in Browns Summit, North Carolina. KQ4GWP, that is Hayden in Goldsboro, North Carolina. KC4W, that's Bill in Anderson. KB2BYQ, that's David in Easley. And finally, KG4WNP. That's Landon. He's in Liberty. Wednesday night, we're going to begin with the India through Lima group. India through Lima. We're going to start the RF section right after we give the folks on Echolink a chance. So, folks on Echolink and Echolink only, if you'd like to check in, please call KQ4WHN or Net Control.
Net Control.
Please go ahead.
Check in Kilo Quebec 4 Golf, Indy Alpha, Kenny and Clover. I'll be in and out.
Three of your call, please. One more time, Kenny.
Quebec 4 Golf, Indy Alpha, KQ4GIA.
Sir, thank you very much. Now, we're going to leave it open to the Echolink stations. Echolink stations only. Please call in KQ4WHN or call Net Control.
After TGH. My name is Jonathan. I'm in Easley. I'll be negative and negative.
Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Yankee, Hotel Yankee. It's Jim in Berea. Negative and negative.
WHM.
Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Marcus, in and out, please. Everyone, have a good night. 7-3.
JTN. Please check in. Whiskey 4. India Oscar Echo. W4IOE. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Thank you so much for calling the network tonight. And good evening to you and your family. Good evening to all the net. No traffic, no comment.
Here real quick. Larry, if you would give me your wife's call sign one more time, I fat-fingered it.
We'll go one more time. Donna's call sign, phonetically, is Kilo Charlie 4, Mike Foxtrot Kilo. QSL?
Time I missed the Charlie at the front. Thank you, sir. I appreciate that that recall. All right, we're going to continue with India through Lima. India through Lima. Call Net Control or KQ4WHM.
WHM. Kilo, Kilo 4. Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I am James up on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. It's probably going to be negative and negative, saying 73s for each one of you.
4WHM. Mark. Please check in. Kilo, Oscar, 4. Juliet, Kilo, Victor. KO4JKV. This is Duncan in Asheville, and I'll be negative and negative.
Hello. Check in and out. Whiskey 4, India, Yankee, India. Robert in Rock Hill.
Good group, let's go ahead and have Net Control acknowledge those. So starting with KQ4TGH, Jonathan in Easley. I'm got KO4YHY, that's Jim in Berea. KK4JBQ, that's Larry in Greer, along with his wife KC4MFK, Donna. W4IOE, that's Sid and Fletcher. KK4JFO, that's James in, I think he said Tuxedo. I'll go with that. And then I've got KO4JKV, Duncan, one of our net controllers who makes it look easy, and I apologize if I don't make it as easy sounding as you do, but I'm working my way up there. And then finally, I've got W4IYI, India Yankee India. That's Robert in Rock Hill. Anyone else in the India through Lima group? India through Lima, call KQ4WHN or Net Control.
Please check in Joe, Kilo Kilo 4, Juliet Delta, and Greer. I will be in and out this evening. Over.
Control would like to recognize KK4JD, that's Joe and Greer. Welcome, sir. Thank you for checking in. All right, anyone else in the India through Lima group? We're going to move on to the next group if we don't hear anybody else in the next few seconds. India through Lima, call KQ4WHM or Net Control. We're going to move on. Calling the next group, Mike through Papa. M through P, if the letter after the number in your call sign starts with M through P, call KQ4WHN or Net Control.
Hello. Mark, please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Oscar, November, Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo, Kilo 4, Delta, Mike, Whiskey, Rick, we're both in Piedmont, both be negative and negative, and by telephone relay, please check in our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle, Cheese and West Shoals, and should be negative and negative.
WHN. You're doing a good job. Please check in. Whiskey Golf 4, Mike Charlie. That's WG4MC, Matt Western Graveland County. Be negative and negative. 7-3 to you and all the net.
In Kilo Foxtrot 4, November, X-ray Yankee David. And my wife, Marie. Alpha Foxtrot 4 Sierra X-ray, Southern Greenville County, down here around Possum Kingdom. Check us in and out, and good evening to everybody on the net.
I'm going to ask for one correction, and Lorena, I think I keep missing one letter in Michelle's call sign. If you're still there, if you could give me her call sign one more time. I get 4MOQ, but the front I continually break up and miss, and I'm just struggling here. If you would, one more time for Michelle.
Okay, here we go. Kilo Mike 4. That time?
It indeed. Thank you so much for the correction. It took me just a few times. I keep hearing kilobyte, because I have an IT background instead of Kilo Mike. So that caught me last time, and it took me a bit of a pause to get there. But thank you for that fix. I'll go ahead and take the opportunity to recognize KK4ONO. That's Lorena in Piedmont, along with KK4DMW. That's Rick, her husband, along with WG4MC Matthew in Greenville. I've got KF4NXY David in Onyapath. AF4SX, that's Marie, his wife, in Onyapath. Good thing they live together, that's good news. And then KM4, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec. That's Michelle. That's the one that I continually make mistakes on. So I'm 0 for 2 on Michelle this week, but we're going to get her. We're going to get her. Anyone else in the Mike Through Papa group, please call KQ4WHN or Net Control. Third in the Mike Through Papa group, we'll move on to the Quebec Through Tango, Q through T. If your first letter after the number in your call sign starts with Q through T, call KQ4WHN or Net Control.
Q4WHN. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Raymond Golf, KO4QLG. This is Chris in Liberty, and I'll be negative in there.
K4WHN, and KQ4MSDE, Kilo Quebec 4, Mike Sierra Delta, David in Sandy Springs, South Carolina. Negative and negative, thanks for running the net.
The control would like to recognize KO4QLG, that's Chris in Liberty, and KQ4MSD, that's David in Sandy. Anyone else in the Quebec Through Tango group, please call KQ4WHN or Net Control.
Paul, please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Alpha 4, RAB. That's John in Central. I'll be negative and negative tonight.
All right, Net Control would like you to recognize KO4RAV. That's John in Central. Welcome, sir. Thanks for checking in with us. Moving on, we're going to go to the bottom of the list, my favorite group, Uniform Through Zulu. Anyone with the U through Z at the first letter after the number in their call sign, please call KQ4WHN or Net Control.
WHN. Thank you for calling. calling the net tonight, and hello to everyone else. Please check in. N4ZLK, November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo. I'm Shane in Cleveland. No traffic, no table.
Net control would like you to recognize N4ZLK, Shane in Cleveland. Welcome, sir. Always good to hear your voice. Always easier to pull off those familiar call signs that I've heard maybe once or twice before on the net round and round today. Anyone else in uniform through Zulu, uniform through Zulu, call KQ4WHN or net control. At the top of the list, the folks that always had their picture taken in school first, the Alpha through Delta group. Anyone with the letters A through D, right after the number in their call sign, please call KQ4WHN or net control.
KQ4WHN. Good evening, Mark. You're doing a mighty fine job. Please check in Whiskey 4, Delta, Juliet, Whiskey, W4DJW. Dave and Greer, just be in and out. Appreciate you calling that for us tonight, Mark. You're doing a great job.
WHN. The net, thanks for calling the net, Mark. Please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. That's Kilo India 4, Delta Oscar Sierra. Also, my pretty little bride Joy, Kilo 3, Juliet Oscar Yankee, K3JOY. We're at home in Easley, no traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you and all on the net.
For WHN. Kilo Romeo 4, Charlie Hotel Lima, Dub in Mars Hill, North Carolina. Negative and negative. Thank you.
Let me reconfirm with you just because I want to make sure you are Kilo Romeo 4, Charlie Hotel Lima. Is that correct?
That is correct. Yeah, you got that right.
All right. Thanks, sir. QSL. Anyone else in the Alpha 3 Delta group? Alpha 3 Delta. Call KQ4WHN or net control.
4WHN. In Kilo Romeo 4, Alpha. R, Terry in Moore, South Carolina, negative and negative.
I would like to recognize W4DJW, Dave in Greer. He is our net control coordinator, and if anybody has any desire to get out here and do this, I can tell you from my 2 hours of experience, it's not that bad. There's a lot of forgiving people out there that listen to my nonsense. And you do get better with it. I'm starting to actually put in call signs before I actually hear them, so it does happen. Next on the list is KI4DOS. That's Gary and Easley, also one of our net control operators, along with his pretty little bride, K3JOY. Why, that's Joy. Next, we have KR4CHL. That's Dave in Mars Hill. And KR4ACR. That's Terry in Moore, South Carolina. Anyone else in the Alpha through Delta group? Alpha through Delta, call KQ4WHN or net control. I think we've got that covered. Let's move on to the next group, which is Echo through Hotel. E through H, if the letter after the number in your call sign starts with E through H, please call KQ4WHN or net control.
KQ4WHN. November 4, Hotel Charlie, N4HHC, Warren and Taylors, negative and negative.
WHN, and all of that, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4HKX. That's Patrick. I'm up here in Penrose. I have no comment, no traffic tonight, Mark. You're doing a great job.
Explorer WHM. Mark, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZN, Harry in Kenner, North Carolina, and I will be negative and negative tonight, Mark. Thanks.
Please check in. Kilo Quebec 4, Lima Bravo Alpha. That's Travis up here in Black Mountain. Appreciate you calling that. Now I'll be negative and negative. 73 is there, buddy.
Kilo Alpha 4, Hotel Oscar Yankee, KA 4, HOY, Levi, in Liberty. Negative and negative.
Control would like to recognize N4HHC. I've got Horace here, but I know you said something else. I'll make sure to make a note of that next time. N4HHC in Taylor's. I've got KO4HKX, which is Patrick in Penrose, North Carolina. KC4EZN, Harry in Candler. KQ4LBA, that's Travis in Black Mountain. And KA4HOY, Levi in Easley. Anyone else in the Echo Through Hotel group, call KQ4WHN or Net Control.
KO4CKK, Mark in Graycourt.
That one more time, please. If you can get it phonetically as well, I'm going a little slow.
Go Link Station.
KO4CKK. Got it, Mark. Graycourt. Helps when you've got friends out there to watch your back. All right, I've got you, Mark.
Thanks, sir. I'm mobile right now.
Control would like to recognize Mark, KO4CKK, who is mobile, but his QTH is in Graycourt. Let's open it up to the big group. Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. Anyone, anywhere. Want to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Please call KQ4WHN or Net Control.
WHN. All right. My call is Kilo Charlie 4 Sierra Kilo Delta KC4SKD. My name is Larry. And please also check in Kilo Golf 4 Alpha Hotel Sierra KG4AHS. That's Rhonda in Easley. No traffic direct you tonight, and by telephone relay, my two younger brothers, N9TEC, November 9, Tango Echo Charlie, that's Randall. He's in Asheville, and KF4GGF, Kilo Foxtrot 4, Golf Foxtrot, that's Charlie in Goose Creek, South Carolina. So hope you're having a good evening and a good night. KC4SKD.
Please check in Kilo Oscar 4 upon X-ray Bravo Lloyd in Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative.
All right. This is KQ4WHN on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to recognize KC4SKD Larry from Easley, along with his wife, KG4AHS Rhonda. The by telephone relay, November 9, Tango Echo Charlie Randall from Asheville, and Kilo Foxtrot 4 Golf Foxtrot. That would be Charlie from Easley. And then finally, I've got KO4PXB. That's Lloyd in Simpsonville. Anyone, anywhere, wants to check in, please call KQ4WHN or Net Control.
Please check in, November Yankee 4 Golf. Name's Ariel. Location is Traveler's Rest. I'll be negative and negative.
I'd like to recognize November Yankee 4 Golf, Ariel. Good to hear from you, sir. Hopefully your life is slowing down a little bit, that you get to play a little radio. But welcome and thanks for checking in. Anyone, anywhere, we're going to come to the end of the formal portion here in just a minute, but we'll do check-ins as needed. But anyone, anywhere, wants to check in, please call KQ4WHN or Net Control.
KUHN. KR4, Bravo, Lima, X-ray, BLX, Tom in Greenville, South Carolina. Negative and negative. Thank you.
Control would like to recognize NY4G, that's Ariel, from Traveler's Rest, and KR4BLX, that's Tom from Greenville. Anyone, last chance, we'll shut down the formal portion of the net, and we'll start any rag chew that you guys may have come up with. I've got no traffic, no comments for nearly everybody. But your net controller, as usual, is a curious sort, has all sorts of things to talk about if you have time and want to participate. Anyone anywhere want to check in, call KQ4WHN or net control.
Net control, this is W4, Norway, Texas, Quebec, Eddie Simpsonville, in and out, over.
Net control would like to recognize Whiskey 4, November, Tango, Quebec. That's Eddie in Simpsonville. Always good to hear you, sir. Thanks for coming out and joining us tonight. Looks like we've come to the end of the list. I'm going to wrap us up for the formal portion. So this is KQ4WHN now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks to all those checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We'll now begin the rag chew portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between rag chews. Have I missed anyone for comments or check-ins? Call KQ4WHN or net control. In absence of any formal traffic or any comments or questions, net control has found himself spending some time with Anderson Power Poles this week. So I've got everything in my shack that's gone through and was directly jammed into my power supply, now has its own power pole and connected very neatly, effectively, and able to be disconnected as needed. It appeals to my latent sense of OCD, which I don't think I have, but I'm learning to develop. And it has definitely been an interesting project to get all that done. Tomorrow I'm expecting a rather large 100 amp hour battery to be delivered by our friends at FedEx. And yes, I was traumatically affected by Helene. I refuse to not have comms when the power goes out and when the cell towers are ineffective. So anyone done a little planning for the next big storm? Call KQ4WHN or net control.
In here, WSGK 334.
Sir, please do.
Great to get. That last call station was a GMRS. They may have bumped their dial and on their own frequency.
Fortunate. Anyone have any advice for proper power management in your shack? That's I guess my short question for tonight. I like to figure all this stuff out. I'm building a battery box at some point, or I might buy one. Like I said, I've got my power pole set up. My power supply is going into a block and got everything fused out. Just got it all neat and tidy and ready for whatever changes I need to make. But always looking for advice, always looking for the next smartest thing that I might consider. I'll leave it open for anyone that has a topic there. But feel free, call KQ4WHN or net control.
This is Tom in Greenville. I'll let the big dogs chew on the electrical side of things because I'm not an electrician or don't have a great knowledge of electricity and power sources. Now, I'd like to tell my kids I was a prepper before prepper was a word. So I do some things like that, generator, solar, battery. My friends who sell generators say that's the way to go. My friends who sell batteries say that's the way to go. And people I know that so that's the way to go. So I don't know. I honestly have a little ball of it. Just in case. But my question is, I don't really know, I'm new to ham radio by a couple of months, and so I don't really know what a power pole is. I can imagine it, but what does that look like as far as your ham shack?
Well, with my vast experience since I got my ticket in October, I can tell you what I've learned. That's essentially a plastic housing that you take either a positive or a negative line into, and it very neatly marries and snaps together like Legos to the other connection that you want to make with it. So the really nice thing about it is if I want to grab a radio, I just kind of unsnap it from the power source, plug it in somewhere else. It's a very neat, effective way without having to pull out a screwdriver or do any fancy twists around the screw to make sure everything's up and working. You can just snap and unsnap things as you want to get it through there. They're not inexpensive, but they're not terribly expensive to get set up. And, you know, once you've made the investment, it's not a big deal. But it's one of those things that, you know, it wasn't a priority for me when I started off. And as my ham shack matures and, well, honestly, I'm a nerd. So I want to go out and do the fun stuff and have the whole experience. Get the e-ticket ride if you're old enough to remember Disney back in those days. That's what Anderson Power Poles are about. It's flexibility to plug and unplug devices, and it could be any device. It doesn't have to be a radio, into something that is providing power to it.
I got a chuckle. So Anderson's a manufacturing name. It's not an Anderson, South Carolina power company that puts a pole up. So I gotcha. Sounds like that's sort of a version, a ham radio version of a quick disconnect that lets you use a power source that you've got for your ham shack. And then if you want to disconnect and pull your units out, you can go mobile or do other things, as you say, without a lot of fiddling with the connections.
Yeah, back in the early days of networking, the BNC connector was king, and it's still the thing in the world of radio and various numbers of electronics industry. I love BNC connectors, so I'm not shocked I like Anderson Power Poles. The primary manufacturer and seller of those is actually a company called PowerWorks, WREX, I think, PowerWorks. And They want the highest price, but apparently they have the highest quality. So I think Anderson Power coming out and putting up a pole in your yard might be a fun project for a lot of hams that are trying to get their antenna higher. That might be a whole new business model.
Just jump in. If there's no other thoughts on that, I have a question about my ham shacks on the lower level of a story above me, and the attic space is on DHS, UHF currently, but I got my general recently, and I'm eager to do something on HF, and so I'm wondering, this is a pretty long structure. It's long. I mean, it's long. I don't know, 60 feet maybe, 70 feet long. So I was wondering if I could run a dipole wire from one end to the other or thereabouts, however long it needs to be to handle a long wire setup for HF, if anyone has comments. So it would be in my attic, but it would be at the top part of the attic making the long run from one end to the other. Any thoughts anyone might have on that?
For HHC.
For HHC?
The call sign or the name of the gentleman that asked the question, but I think it was probably a year ago maybe, purchased the NFED kit from ARRL, and that was a great project to build, but also it has been an amazing piece of equipment to use as an antenna, and so because it's NFED, it can work on multiple bands, I think, easier because it's just one wire, easier than like a dipole. A dipole, you'd have to have, if you wanted to do multiple bands, you'd either have to have chokes, I guess, or multiple strands coming out of the center balum. But you might take a look at that project to work on the bands 40, 20, 15, and 10. You can use that one antenna, but it's about, I think the wire is about 66 feet long, over.
Roger that. This is Tom at KR4BLX. That was my question. Thank you for that reply. If you go with an NFED, you can still go horizontal with that orientation. It doesn't have to be vertical, correct?
Use just about probably any kind of configuration or shape, V or inverted V, sag, L, whatever, you know, whatever way I have to support the wire seems to work. I've used it a lot in parks on the air, over.
4WHN. Yeah, I've actually got an off-center dipole in my attic, and it's
BLX.
It's not the most efficient antenna. It's sized for 40 meter, but it works seemingly up and down the bands. I've talked to folks in Europe, folks in Russia, folks in South America. Strangely, I'm very north-south oriented because of the way my house sits on the property. So getting east and west is a much more difficult thing for me, and I'll be trying to figure out other ways. My biggest fear is putting something outside of the house and have to have it properly grounded for lightning, but that's one of those things that we're just going to have to get used to and grow up and learn how to deal with. But there are all sorts of different ways, and I will echo the voice of the person that told me, just try something. Try it, and if it doesn't work, try something else. It's amazing what a little bit of change, a little bit of angle, a little bit of directionality as to, you know, which path it takes through the attic, as to the signals you can pick up, and just spend some time trying things. It really makes a difference as you shift things around and do different things different ways. KC4EZN, go ahead.
This is KC4EZN. I'll echo everything else that these other folks have said. There is a new book that ARRL has put out. It's called Ham Radio from Indoors. If you order it from them, time you pay shipping and postage is about $25. And it's not a very thick book. And it was written at a level that a new ham can actually understand. Now, I'm not new. I was licensed in 1988. But they talk about all kinds of indoor antennas. And basically, if you've got two places to hang a wire from, you've got an antenna. And if I had a house that was that long, I would have already had a wire strung up from the top rafter and then figure out, do I want to feed it from the end? Do I want to feed it from the middle? And that just sort of depends on, you know, where your shack is at and where you have access. And then the other thing to point out is, you can bend the end of the antenna, the lights maybe 10 or 15% on each end. The majority of your radiation is going to come from the middle of the wire. And if you need to bend it to make it fit, then bend it. If you're outdoors and that 66-foot long end fed, some people put it up as a sloper. With a tall pole sort of in its middle, and that way you don't need 66 feet of total length to stretch it out. You can shorten that distance up by poking it up in the middle. Again, if you got two places to hang a wire, you've got an antenna, and then you have to figure out how to feed it. But anyway, that book I just mentioned, Ham Radio from Indoors, has got a lot of interesting ideas on what you can do inside the house, and they also do a real good job of covering the RF safety requirements that we're supposed to be doing now, and explaining that and kind of walking you through it. And again, it was written at a level that a brand new ham can understand.
I bought a copy, and my attic doesn't exactly work real well. It's only 30 feet long, and I've got trees outside the house, so my antennas are outdoors. But anything that you can put indoors, you can put outdoors, and anything you can put outdoors, if it'll fit indoors, you can do that too. And unless you got a metal roof on the house, now that muddies your water seriously. But anyway, that's just my thoughts. And again, give it a try, see how it works, and if it doesn't work, change it. Turn it back to net control. This is KC4EZM.
KO4REV. Other thing I'll echo from that, not only is a metal roof not a great idea if you can avoid it, but having metal foil, I understand, a lot of roofers in certain parts of the country, I'm not sure that we do that here in the South, but anybody that has metal foil or solar panels on your roof may find a bit of a challenge putting something in the attic. But so far, everything I have is in the attic, and everything works at least to a point. Could be better, but you know, I'm getting out UHF, VHF pretty strong, and my HF game is still something that I'm working on. But you can definitely live inside, keep the HOA happy, and not have to worry about lightning strikes if everything's in the attic.
REV. One thought on the attic antennas is if they use any foil, any metal foil, either in the shingles or on top of the roof as underlayment, you won't get your signal out. And another thing is the metal roof, that'll stop your signal completely. And if you do, they recommend to keep it 100 watts or less for exposure. And there are other things you can try if you don't have room or you can't put it in the attic. Sometimes attic antennas work and sometimes they don't. Like it's been said before, try and see what happens. But you can try other things like hook into your roof gutters. Most of them, if your house is 60 foot long, you got a 60 foot gutter on there someplace or more. If it goes around, you know, all wraps around the roof. And a flagpole is always another possibility for HOAs. You just have to have a steel or aluminum pipe with a insulator 3 or 4 feet up, and then it can work as a vertical dipole. So there are other possibilities to use if you don't, you know, you don't have room to just go put up a tower or whatever in your backyard, or you live in an HOA. But that's my 2 cents worth. KO4REV, back to that control.
Thank you, John. I would add to that list, or if you have a wife that does not want to look at an antenna tower. So those are all options that you might want to consider keeping it inside the roof. Any late check-ins, anybody anywhere that has not checked in that wants to check in, we're sitting here just doing a little rag chew, talking about the ham shack and what we can do to make it a little better. But if you'd like to check in, I'll go ahead and take a break for that. Please call KQ4WHN or Net Control.
For WHN, check in Whiskey Bravo 4 Zulu Papa Hotel. That's WB4ZPH. My name's David. I'm mobile tonight in Greer, and I'll be negative and negative.
I would like to recognize WB4ZPH. That's David, mobile, but his QTH is in Greer. Thanks for checking in, sir. Anybody else, Alpha 3 Zulu, want to check in? This is the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Feel free to call KQ4WHN or Net Control. To our discussion in the ham shack, anybody actually tried doing the gutter antenna? I've seen so many YouTube videos, and I measured out what I've got. It's probably 12, 15 feet, which I'm not sure would be all that advantageous. But my downspouts go from the second floor roof down to the ground, so I'd have a vertical, I guess. But not sure if that's one worth spending the time on, or just throwing the infed out from underneath the eave to a nearby tree is a better idea.
have never tried the gutters, but I have heard about it. I would imagine you'd have to use them, treat them as an end vet, because of the, you'd only be feeding them at one end or the other, and the impedance would be very high, so probably a 9-to-1 on or something like that might work. But if you could, I'd throw the end vet out onto the tree, personally.
Breezy in, again, I would agree with throwing the end vet out, or here at my house, I have three antennas, and I'll tell you about the interesting one first. You were talking about a vertical. There is a YouTube video called How to Feed a Pole Tenna. And the gentleman that did that wrote some articles in QST a couple of years ago. He does some weird antenna stuff, but he took a 20-foot flagpole, did the calculations on where to feed it, and cut it in two, and has a 20-foot tall off-center field dipole. And when I saw that video, I had a bunch of old tent poles in my storage building, and I measured them out, and I had a little over 20 feet, so I followed his directions, and so sitting out in my yard, I have got a 20-foot tall vertical antenna. It is cut at the 80-20 point and fed there with coax that I ran up through the middle of the bottom section because it was convenient. And I feed my ICOM 7300 into that with a tuner, and I have worked Africa with that antenna, worked just here and there. It's not the greatest antenna in the world, but when it works really, really well, and when it doesn't work, it's still a good dummy load if you're doing that. And I can take it apart and put it in my car if I want to. So, again, that's just 3/4 inch tubing, 20 feet long. And I've got an 89.5 foot long end fed, which runs north and south, and that works my east and west. And then my main antenna is a center fed dipole. It's about 30 feet above the ground. I have a chimney on the back of the house that gives me a real good support point. And so those are my three antennas. So take your pick in there. They all work not equally well, and I can tell the difference. I have worked a friend who lives a mile and a half away from me on that flagpole antenna on 20 meters. Proves ground wave does work. But anyway, that just gives you a picture of some different things you can try. So don't let anybody tell you that your idea won't work. Build it and see if it works or not. And with that, we'll say 7-3 and have a good night. This is Casey for Easy In Clear.
I appreciate the commentary. I think an infed is probably in my future at some point. I'll have to figure that out. But it sounds like there's a fair amount of calibration and tuning that needs to happen on an infed that you would typically either build or buy. So not sure I have the budget for the antenna analyzer or even an NOVNA, but little bit by little bit, I'll get a little closer, a little further. I'll learn from my mistakes and go on from there.
Or REV, the ARRL on their website has a 40 meter dipole or a 40 meter end bed antenna kit where you actually build the bell on yourself. It's fairly easy, and they give you all the parts in the kit. I think that kit runs about $70 or $80, but if you want something to build yourself and something that works well, they give you the 9-to-1 ballon kit. It comes in a sealed, a nice little sealed box, and the wire to run from it. They give you the insulator and it goes on the end of the wire. You get a complete kit, everything you need, up for a tree.
Where are we here?
KQ4WHN, this is KO4RAV. I'm out for tonight. Thank you.
Good, sir. I think it's probably time to wrap up the net. We've been consuming the repeater for an hour, so let's bring it to a close. Any check-ins that we need to capture before we bring the night to a close, call KQ4WHN or net control.
Now, Kilo, Quebec 4, Hotel Lima Zulu, Benson and Marshall.
Would like to recognize KQ4HLZ, Benson in Marshall, North Carolina. Welcome, sir. Thanks for joining us. That'll be enough for tonight. Let's get a chance to put the head on pillow and start working on tomorrow. Speaking of tomorrow, it's going to be Wednesday, and our net controller is going to be Gary, KI4DOS. I'm sure he would appreciate you coming by to spend some time with him. I'm going to try and make it into the later half of the net because I'll have things to do. But for now, this is KQ4WHN, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for checking in. I'm going to send my net report, and then we'll secure for the evening. The Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'll now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. Thank you, everyone, for the conversation tonight. 73s, and enjoy your evening. This is KQ4WHN. Clear.